Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Ksubes, Perig Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Mit Sia Seisha, a wife finds something. Or to be literal, the Mitzia that the wife found. Umay Siyada, in the work of her hands. Labaila, belonged to her husband. So this we've learned already, but the Mishnah is just chazering it over. Be'ikar, to add as follows. V'yirushasa, in regard to things that she inherits. Let's say she inherits a field. She arshins a field. Zakta Mishnah, who, he, remember, hey vav aleph is him, hey yud aleph is she. Who, eichel peres b'chaya, he eats its peres in her lifetime, but he doesn't get the property itself. The keren means the principle, the property itself belongs to her. So again, if my wife yarshins a property after we're married, I eat the peres. Now, we could have that arrangement also if she came in with the property before we got married. Now, peres is not just peres. Peres means anything I can get out of this property without using up the property itself, like renting a house. Zakta bat tenura. Lemaisa, but the property itself belongs to the wife. If the husband passes away before her or divorces her, it's hers. But if she passes away first, it goes to him. Because the Torah says a husband yarshins a wife. That's why there's a stress here in the Mishnah. There's a key word. Hu eichel peres b'chayeha, during her lifetime. That's when he's limited just to the peres. But if she passes away first, he gets mamish. The field or the house or the keren, the property itself. Vayitra says the Mishnah. Bishta, let's say she deserves payment because someone was mevayish her, shamed her. Ufagama, someone hurt her in such a way that she would technically be worth less. Shelah. That belongs to her. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, it depends. Bizman Sheba says, sir, if the injury, if whoever hurt her is in a place where no one sees it, then lo shnei chalokim, she gets two parts, v'lo yechad. We divide it into three. She gets two parts, he gets one part. But if his man sheba galui, if his wife now has an injury that everyone sees, so now he is also embarrassed. So loy shnei chalakim, again, loy means him, la is her, so loy shnei chalakim, he gets two parts, v'lo echad, she gets one part. Again, it's divided into three, but this time it's the other way around. He gets two-thirds and she gets a third. Shelo yinasi miyat. Whether it's one-third or two-thirds, whatever he gets, that's given to him right away. Ushalo, but the part that belongs to her, yilokach ben karka, they should use it to purchase land, v'hu echel peres, and he eats the peres. So chazing over our Mishnah, Masechtes Ksubis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph, what a wife finds belongs to the husband. Also, the work of her hands belongs to the husband. Do you remember what we learned? Not too long ago, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, why he gets her Mitziah? It's because he has to give her Mezainais. So he may feel, I have to support her, and if she finds something, she keeps it. That could lead to unpleasant feelings, to Eva, to hatred. That's why Chazal were Mesakein, that if she finds something, being that he is supporting her, he gets it. So with her Mitziah, there also there are different Shitas. So Mimele gets the work of her hands. Remember we learned earlier, she has a right to say, you know what, don't support me and I'll keep what I work. Then we learned in our Mishnah that if she yarshins, if she inherits nechasim, let's say her father died without children, without sons. So she and her sisters would yarshin it. She's the only girl, she yarshins everything. So where does the husband fit into this? The husband gets to eat the peres in her lifetime. That was given to the husband in return for the fact that he has to redeem her, she's captured. We said that the Mishnah stresses during her lifetime, because if she dies beforehand, then he yarshins her and the field itself. If the husband dies first, or he divorces her, she takes it. Because the keren, meaning the property itself, belongs to her. We explained the same may be true for nechasim that she brings into the marriage, that she yarshined from before. We also learned in our Mishnah that if someone embarrasses her, let's remember, someone that hits someone else could be chayav five things. Remember from Masechtas Bava Kamma? Nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, and boishes. Nezek means pagam, how much she's worth less because of this, if technically she would be sold as a shivcha. Yitzhar is the pain, doctor bills, loss of work, and her busha. The busha, says our Mishnah, goes to her, not to her husband. She's the one that got embarrassed, not the husband. That she is worth less because of an injury, that also goes to her. It happened to her, not to him. What about Sar, Ripa, and Shevis? Our Mishnah doesn't talk about it. So the Rishonim explain, the Mishnah doesn't have to talk about it. It's Pashit. Tsar, she's the one that had the pain. Of course it goes to her. The husband has no schus over the tsar of his wife. Doctor bills, that goes to the husband because he has to pay her doctor bill. And the fact that she can't work, that also goes to the husband. If the work of her hands belongs to the husband, so her lack of being able to work has to be paid to the husband. In any event, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseida does not agree that the whole busha goes to her. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseida, if the wound is in a hidden place, she gets 2/3, the husband gets 1/3. If the wound is in an open place, so the busha is in part to him as well, he gets 2/3 and she gets 1/3. Whatever chelik he gets right away. Whatever chelik she gets, what we do with the money is we purchase a field, he eats the pay rice, but the care and the property itself remains hers.